Good morning, family. It's wonderful to get together with you again this Sunday morning on Resurrection Sunday. Man, as I sit here and share the Word of God with you once again, my heart is actually filled with two different emotions. Number one, a little bit of heaviness and sadness that we're not able to get together and celebrate our 40th year of CMA in South Africa. The ministry's been running that long, and it's been my privilege to be part of it for 30 years already. So for 30 years in a row, we've gotten together with our Christian family from all over the country, and we've celebrated each other. We've celebrated the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this year it hasn't been the same. But I want to encourage you, 2020 is not yet over. And by God's grace, God willing, somehow, somewhere along the line, we're going to do our absolute best to make sure that we can get together and celebrate our 40th. And then on a good note, it's Resurrection Sunday. What an awesome privilege for us to be able to share the truth of that reality with each other. And it's my privilege to do so again. We'd like to thank you for clicking on our Facebook page here at Barkers Church Vol Triangle. And I trust that God is going to meet you at your point of need. Before we go any further, let's just open up in prayer. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the name at which every knee shall one day bow to and confess as Lord. It's in the name of Jesus that we can come to you and call you Abba, Father, Daddy, God. Thank you that we can celebrate this special time with each other this morning, to celebrate the fact that you, Lord Jesus, have risen again, that you've gone to prepare a place for us with our Heavenly Father, but that you are coming again. Thank you for the fact that we can rejoice in the liberty and the freedom that we have in you. Thank you that we have the privilege of being able to be called children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High. And as we look at your word this morning, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you make it alive in our hearts and that you speak to us your Rhema word. Lord, I pray for every person that's watching this morning, that the reality of the goodness of you and your Father heart will become real to them. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that your presence will overwhelm them wherever they are and whatever they're doing, Lord, that they can tangibly experience you, that Jesus Christ indeed is alive and risen. And thank you, Lord, that you're watching over your word to perform it. Thank you that you move beyond the limitations of my speech and that you give to every one of your sons and daughters exactly what we need to hear this morning in Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, Amen. Like we said, folks, it's Resurrection Sunday. It's a very, very exciting time for us. By now, Jesus would have been arrested and persecuted and tortured and accused, and the disciples would have been perplexed and wondered what had happened to him. And 3 days have gone by, and Resurrection Sunday is what we celebrate this morning. There's several accounts of this in the Gospels and in the Scriptures, but I like the one from the book of John, so I'm going to read that to you this morning. It comes from John chapter 20, verse 1 to 18. Now, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, this is John, the one whom Jesus loved. And she said, "They've taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." And Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. And with the boat, they were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. And then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. And then a disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and we know that that's John, and he saw and believed, for until then they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. And then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb, crying. And as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they've taken away the Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they've put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there, and it was Jesus. But she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" And she thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you've taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. And she turned to him and cried, "Rabboni," which is the Hebrew word for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I've seen the Lord." And she gave them his message. Now, it's interesting to note that the first evangelist ever in the scripture was a woman. Yep, guys, God chose a woman, probably to ensure that the job would get done. But jokes aside, was a woman, and it was Mary Magdalene. I think one of the most unlikely people that God could have chosen to be his first evangelist. Folks, this is Mary Magdalene, the woman out of whom Jesus had cast 7 demons. My encouragement to you this morning is, do you perhaps feel underqualified, not good enough, don't make the grade? And because of your past, God wouldn't dare consider you to use him for his work in this day and age? There's Mary Magdalene. Her only claim to fame is the one out of whom Jesus cast 7 demons. My encouragement to you is that whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you've done, listening to this morning, God can and will use you if you let him. So there's Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus cast 7 demons, is the first evangelist that we have recorded in the scripture. And this is the fundamental pillar of our faith as Christians. The message is, he is risen. And she went out with this commission to go and tell the others that Jesus had indeed risen. Jesus, the heavens Christ, had risen from the dead. Folks, we need in this day and age, more so than ever before, to encourage ourselves with that fact. How many times have we celebrated Passover together as friends and family of the CMA and Bikers Church families across the country and CMA across the world? He is risen. Well, this is another time like that to celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ is risen in fulfillment of the scriptures, and he's held true to his word, and he's kept his promise that he will be raised from the dead again. Encourage yourself with that fact this morning. Now, there's place in the body for us to surround ourselves with friends and family and brothers and sisters in the Lord that encourage us and are there for us in our time of need. But there also comes a time in our life where we need to encourage ourselves. And that's the encouragement that I want to give you this morning. Encourage yourself. When you face difficulties and struggling times in the future, encourage yourself. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, the scripture says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. This was at a time when David was greatly distressed because the people were speaking of stoning him and everybody was out to get him, and so it felt like. But in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, the scripture says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. My encouragement to you is that encourage yourself with the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And folks, if you can use Mary Magdalene, and in the past he's used a donkey to speak to people, that he can most certainly use you if you just make yourself available to him. And then what's interesting, after this radical encounter with Jesus and the angels at the tomb, Mary had to leave and she had to go on and start doing life all over again. Imagine what they'd went through, the arrest of Jesus and the crucifixion and the beating of their beloved Savior and the one who had been with them for a period of just over 3 years. And yeah, this radical experience on Resurrection Sunday, they experienced an earthquake there, the scripture teaches us, and the stone was rolled away from the tomb, and encounter with Jesus and the angels. And then she had to leave. and start doing life all over again. Folks, this period that the world finds itself in now with lockdown, it also will come to pass. And then what? Well, here's the deal. We're going to have to get back to doing everyday life all over again. Get back to the daily grind, so to speak. Lockdown will end. Then what? We're going to have to go out there and do life. That's where the encouragement and the edification and the infilling that we receive in these times that we spend confined to our homes, the treasures that the Holy Spirit deposits in your life. It's then that we'll have to go out into the real world of the daily grind and encourage ourselves with that which God has deposited in our lives. My encouragement is that you get yourself ready for that and get yourself ready to go out and do the daily grind and face life all over again. The scripture also says that the cloth that was used to cover Jesus' face was put separate to the grave clothes. Now, people have read certain significance into that, and there's teachings that that means there's a tradition that if the napkin's folded, it means that the person that sat at the table will come back again. Well, truth be told, there's actually no rabbinical or ancient reference that we can go to substantiate that. It's traced back to sources on the internet from around about 2007. But be that as it may, I'd like to encourage you with scriptures that will testify to the fact that Jesus is indeed coming again, regardless of the significance, if there is any, of the fact that the napkin or cloth that covered Jesus' face was separate to the rest of the grave clothes. The scripture teaches us that Jesus is coming again. I'd like to read to you a portion from Acts chapter 1 and from verse 1. And this is Luke's second letter, the second book, so to speak. And he writes this to Theophilus, and he says, "In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen disciples further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And once he was eating with them, and he commanded them, and he said, 'Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, 'Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?' And he replied, 'The Father alone has the authority to set these dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.' And saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. And as they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why are you standing here, staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken away from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go.'" And it's interesting to note that the disciples were concerned about the specifics of the politics of the day. They were concerned, "Lord, is this the time when you're going to establish our kingdom and sort things out in this country?" Maybe you're in a place like I often find myself wondering, "Lord, you know, would you just come? Would you just come and sort things out once and for all? Lord, we've had our chances to receive you or not. Just come and just get things over." But what about those folk that have not yet made a commitment to Jesus? You see, if Jesus, dear friends, had come at a time before I surrendered my life to him, I would in all probability be in hell today. But in due time, God saved me from a life separated from him. And the disciples were concerned about the specifics of the day. My encouragement to you is, don't be overly concerned about what's going to happen after lockdown. You know, Is my small business going to survive? How are we going to get things back on track again? While the disciples were concerned about the specifics of the day, Jesus was concerned about the kingdom of God. And he immediately took their attention off the specifics and brought it to the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? We know that it's more a system of principles and values than it is a place. Yes, it is indeed a place. But the kingdom of God, the scripture teaches us in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. My encouragement to you is that even during this lockdown time, but specifically afterwards, like Mary Magdalene had to go out and start doing life all over again. Folk, get yourself geared up to do life, focusing on the kingdom of God. Allow God to build his kingdom, his righteousness, his peace, and his joy in your heart to fully equip you to go out and then share with others. And the commission from Jesus and the angels to Mary was very specific. Go and tell my brothers. Tell them that I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. And the commission is to go and get others ready. Folks, the only story you need is your story with God. You don't have to have a qualification and a degree and to be educated in the scriptures, and all those things help. And yes, it's important to study to show yourself approved. The scripture teaches us that. But my encouragement to you is you've got a story to tell. Mary had a simple story. Guys, he's no longer there. He's risen from the dead. That which he promised us has come to pass. Equipped with that, you, dear friend, have a story to tell. Don't be overly concerned with the specifics. And then it's interesting to note, while Jesus was telling them that he's going to go to the Father and telling them about the Holy Spirit that would come, and thank God that has happened, the Holy Spirit has been poured out on all flesh, Jesus ascended into heaven. And they stood there perplexed, and some translations worded differently. The one translation says that they stood there staring at the sky. And the angels asked them, guys, why are you standing here staring at the sky? Don't worry, God's got this. In the same way that you saw him go into heaven, he's going to come back again, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. And that's my encouragement to you. Don't be left standing after, by the time it's come to an end, probably we'll have had 40 days of lockdown. Who knows? Maybe more. But be that as it may, don't be left standing, wondering what has happened, staring at the sky. With this message, the good news that we know, and we know Jesus appeared to several hundreds of people, 500 people at one time after that, the disciples and several other people to confirm that he is indeed risen again. And Jesus Christ is very much alive. And that's what we got to celebrate this morning, folks, on Resurrection Sunday, this beautiful morning. The tomb is empty. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And the good news is that he's come to live inside our hearts, not to go back into a tomb or to be trapped inside a building or in the little boxes that we try to force him into, but he lives inside of us. And by his Holy Spirit, his word can be written on our hearts. And that's the good news that we have. You have a story to tell. Don't share with others the good news that Jesus Christ is risen, that the Holy Spirit has indeed been sent and been poured out on all flesh and all those that would want him, and that he is indeed coming again. My encouragement is that you encourage yourself with that good news in the challenging times that lay ahead. Thank you for making the time to watch and listen with us this morning. I pray that the Spirit of God will continue to bring these truths to you in the times when you need them the most, and it will become a reality that you experience on a daily basis in your life. If you have any questions or prayer requests or needs, please, we encourage you to get hold of us. Look us up on our Facebook website, CMA Bikers Church, Vol Triangle. All our contact details are there. We'd love to hear from you. If there's a specific prayer request that you have, get in touch with us. We'd love to stand with you in agreement in prayer as you go through these challenging times. Until such time as we meet together again next Sunday, may Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. We love you and cannot wait to get together with you again and share in fellowship with each other. God bless you. Take care and have an awesome God-filled week.